Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, lots to get to. First of all, Fresh Realm has issued a recall on their chicken fettuccine Alfredo. It was available at like the King Supers and the Kroger and the Walmart. There are those ready-to-eat meals under Home Chef and Market Side, I guess. So just be aware of that. If you have, it's again, it's only the chicken fettuccine Alfredo. Some of the heat and eats and all the ready-to-eats or whatever. I guess three people have already died.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of, from Listeria.
What's in it? Listeria?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep, so.
You would think being frozen, it would stop that.
Those are heat and eats. They're not frozen.
Oh, they're heat and eats. Okay.
Yeah, they're
I thought
the
they
ones,
were frozen beans.
No. They're the ones in the Home Chef, you know, area where you just grab them in the middle of King Super. They're those ones that you just heat up in the microwave.
Gotcha.
All right, anyway, let's hear. I'm excited about today. I'm not really, because this actually... I like this show. I like this series, but I it's not one of those where I binge and watch the whole thing because it gets a little too cheery, if you will. The Dallas Cheerleaders, the next season is out today. I think it's called America's Sweethearts, and it's out today. It's on Netflix. I watched season one, but like I said, it took a while because it gets really cheery.
Mm-hmm.
And man, those poor girls are just treated so crappy. I mean, here's these football stars making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and these girls work just as hard as these football players, and it's only one team, so they don't get replaced. You know, like football players get to, if they're tired. And I know they don't do the whole game or whatever, but they're cheering the whole game, and they have to jump up in the air. So their big deal is that Thunderstruck song, and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they jump up in the air and land in the splits.
I got to tell you right now, this is mine and Grandpa Gus's favorite show. We love the Dallas Cowboys.
You don't even know how to log in on your Netflix.
Yes, he figures it out for me. But we sit there together and watch this show. And it's unbelievable.
It's season two. Again, these girls, I feel like they're treated so horribly. I don't know why they do it. They don't make hardly any money.
They make nothing.
At least they're going to make money off Netflix. But
don't they make like a couple hundred bucks a game or something?
And then
like
what's horrible about it is, well, at least in season one, they end up with injuries, like horrible injuries, because they're jumping up in the air and doing the splits. And then they have no health insurance. But I guess the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders just got a 400% raise because people were flipping out about this.
Based on last season. It is wild considering all the training that they do all the time that's devoted to just getting ready for a single game.
Exactly.
Oh. And they get paid what they get paid.
You're watching too, aren't you?
I dabbled in the first season.
Just like Grandpa Gus and you.
Yeah, that's what that means. All dudes are locked into this.
All right, here is the season two trailer.
Part of each other's lives forever now. You know what we get to do? Under at each other's wedding.
You're like, when we make this team, we're gonna make it together because we're such good friends.
but then it doesn't always end up like that.
We are really excited that there's a lot of new girls. Every year, the talent just gets better and better and better.
There's nothing like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
What's crazy is they're all vying for a position, right? The veterans and then the new girls, they all want to be on this team, and there's only a certain amount. And what's really, really nuts is these girls are gorgeous and perfect, and they still tell them they're not skinny enough, their boobs aren't pushed up enough, they need to lose a little weight, and then they take them into a salon, and they're like, you need to cut your hair, you need to do this, you need to wear your makeup different. I'm like, oh my God.
A lot of pressure.
They basically tell them they're nothing and they're ugly.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, but it is kind of fascinating, I have to say. All right, so anyway, so that came out today. The other big news is Anne Burrell. She is dead at the age of 55, Food Network star. Anne Burrell. She has the big blonde, white, spiky hair. You've seen her all over Food Network, and people love her. I mean, just loved her. She was on the show Worst Cooks in America, and she was super funny. She hosted that. She also had Secrets of Restaurant Chef, and she appeared on many other shows. She wrote two books, Cook Like a Rock Star and Own Your Kitchen, Recipes to Inspire and Empower You. Again, super popular and found unresponsive in her home. She's married. She has her husband and her. I think they have a son of their own, and he has another child that she is stepmom to. And so everybody's shocked by this.
55 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
there's got to be some explanation here. Nobody knows anything yet.
So crazy. And Kelly Stafford, you guys know her because she is the wife of, I think, the quarterback from
Matthew.
Yep. And she's always controversial. Always. She's always saying stuff. Didn't she steal him from a friend? Like, he was dating somebody. Yeah. Something
she did
weird.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, something happened on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's sneaky.
She is sneaky. But she's beautiful. And she's pretty funny. But anyway, she has a podcast, and now she's getting all kinds of heat about this one. Here it is, number one.
Sometimes I feel like gummies make me a better parent.
Yes.
They calm me down. It's like the glass of wine.
I called it, you and I talked about this, the glass of patience. By the time you get to bed and bath, it makes you a better parent.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because
yes.
I feel a little guilty saying it. And it's not like I do it every night, but sometimes I'm like, it has been a long day. I don't want to rip my hair out or their hair out. So I am going to just top it off with a little gummy.
Yeah, people are like, dude, you know, you need to be aware of what's going on with your kid. You don't need to be high as a kite.
Yeah.
But she's just microdosing. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know.
It does make socks more interesting to fold.
Yeah.
I know my friends say that socks, you know, when they're all just like looking at you and you're like, whoa, that sock matches that one. Okay. So I guess that part makes it.
My friend's over there.
Yeah.
That's my partner right there.
The socks talk to you and stuff. So that part. She's getting a lot of feedback by this. And then the other weird story is Liquid Death. You know that Liquid Death, which is the water, the can of water. By the way, first time I saw my son holding that, I thought it was a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look like a Guinness.
Oh, my God.
Like, the original one does look like a Guinness.
I flipped out on him, and he's like, it's water. Anyway, Liquid Death has teamed up with Ozzy Osbourne to release limited edition iced tea cans sealed with the rocker's own DNA, his saliva.
Oh.
Yep.
Ozzy?
Yep. They've sealed cans with his saliva in lab grade containers, autographed, ready for purchase, and he says, clone me.
Karen! Karen! Taste this! Karen!
I'm just saying, I don't know if I want to clone. I don't know if I want to clone.
Yeah, I don't either.
Ozzy.
Anyway, each can is $450. And so you can carry a piece of the Prince of Darkness. And again, they're all autographed. It's $450 for a can.
It's a good matchup, though, because it's Liquid Death and he's Walking Dead.
Well, yeah.
So it's a great matchup.
It's perfect. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet check.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. An app for your phone, I guess you should say. 10 o'clock, after 10 o'clock, we put the podcast up. Go listen to it. All right, first of all, Savannah Bananas. They are sold sold out.
Sold
they announced
out.
It yesterday. Yep. The Savannah Bananas baseball is sold out at Coors Field. 44,000 or something like that?
Yeah, it's like September 9th and 10th?
August
9th and 10th.
Yeah. August, yeah.
I can't remember.
So they're coming to town, sold out. I'm sure tickets are going to be on sale online, third party.
I'm
you know how that works.
Definitely going.
But you're going to pay. You're going to pay.
That's okay. You know what, though? Everybody's so excited about this because it's something we've never seen. So that's why people, I think, that bought the tickets. It's going to even be hard to buy resale tickets because it's so new and, like, crazy.
Like,
you know?
Everyone online on TikTok are freaking out about getting these tickets.
Exactly. It is really exciting. So if you haven't seen it before, these guys, they're goofballs, but they're pretty good baseball players. And they tried to make it in the minors or whatever. And then now they're playing baseball. But they sing during it and it's just goofy.
What
just
is fun. The show that they have? What is, didn't you say there's something on Netflix or something that's out there about the Savannah Bananas, the story of the founder or something like that?
Well, no, he just did a TikTok or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I thought there was like a docu or something out there.
Maybe there is.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I suggest if there is, go watch it before you go see him play.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
And it explains everything. Oh, Spadil's got his hand.
There's a show called Banana Land. It's from ESPN. And it documents the whole thing, the origins of their thing and everything.
Banana Land. Yeah. What a great name.
All right. Let's talk about OCD.
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 No, I
want to
do that one later. That
one's your friend.
No. What I want to talk about is trying to get you in better health, and you are just not listening.
Let's go with OCD. Why am I not listening?
Because as soon as I told you about setting up straight, what do? You go to your chair and you hunch over. Just as soon as I tell you.
I don't feel hunched.
Am I hunched right now?
You haven't tried once.
Yeah, you haven't.
What do you mean?
You haven't given it a shot to sit up straight.
I did try once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did try
one second, and then you go, I can't even find my butt to the chair.
Well, it hurts. It hurts. That whole posture thing is really tough to do.
Right. So here's this thing. So this new study, I'm very gung-ho. You know how I get on my health kicks, right?
Yeah.
That's today. Today is one of those days because it's Wednesday. Yep. It's Healthy Wednesday.
Hump day. That's why I'm humped over.
So this new study, because I love these studies, came out and said we are all literally going to be humpbacks because of how we look at our phones. And how we're all. And when you look it down at your phone, you also lose your posture like this. And you're like, you look like BJ, like that.
Listen, all right, let me tell you something about these studies.
Okay.
Remember that study that came out about the phones, holding them in your hands, and how you were going to have this big knot on the back of your neck?
Yeah.
That never happened.
We don't know yet. We still have time.
No, that's been years, Jamie. That's been 5 or 6 years. We would have already seen it. And one of these studies said exactly that. You're leaning over, you're doing this, and this bone's going to pop out the back of your neck. Nobody's got the bone in the neck.
It says because everybody's hunched over and that you can stop yourself from being a hunchback later on in life if you make your posture straight. So what it said is this: you go to a wall, the wall is your friend. That's what it said in the study.
Wall to wall.
Just like wall yoga.
Yeah. Wall yoga, wall to wall. It's all coming together. And you put your head against the wall, your two shoulder blades, your butt, and your, if you can, your the back of your ankles, but if you can't, an inch apart is fine. And then that is your perfect posture.
Yeah.
Straight up like that. And then it says, listen to everything it does. You ready? Just standing straight. You don't even have to pay for anything.
What do you mean? This is the result you're going to get?
Yes, when you set up straight and stand up straight.
So this is going to talk me into it.
Yes.
All right, gotcha.
It is proven to help your circulation throughout your body.
I could use that.
Your respiration, because you close your like, cage, or you know, whatever, your rib cage.
Yeah. I am sucking for air right now.
See? And then it helps your digestive system because it doesn't squish that, right?
Okay.
And it also helps your bladder. It helps your cognitive abilities. We know you could use that.
Uh-oh.
And it enhances your mood and makes your core stronger.
No kidding.
Like, people that sit up straight are happier people.
They are?
No, yep, yep. Look at how happy I am. But it's a simple thing.
Goofy.
No, it's not goofy.
It kind of is.
No, you do feel better.
You do feel better. You really
There's
do.
Something to
try it. Give it a try.
Trying it right now.
Okay. You don't feel like you're...
I don't feel any
better. Well, you're arching your back.
What? You said lay it back.
No, I said stand straight up like this. Okay. How do you feel? Happy?
Nah. Okay, I guess.
Spadell, you felt it, right?
You feel it in your core. And yeah. I felt like I was like walking around like one of those dudes who thinks his lats are too big, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Sid, the way you walk speaks miles about who you are. So if really? You walk like with your shoulders down and stuff,
yeah.
It just says.
Yeah, you're not confident.
You know what it says? It says, ew.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You look at me when I'm walking and you say, ew?
Well, you're more of a shuffler. So it just makes me chuckle.
I have a t-shirt that says, shuffling is sexy. Yeah. Shuffle
I have
is
a
sexy.
Shirt that has arrow that says, I'm with the shuffler.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We're talking meat here in the studio, by the way. Who are the McBees?
The who?
McBees.
The McBees? Oh, they're that show that you wouldn't care about.
I wouldn't?
Probably
Why?
Not. Well, because it's like it's reality shows and you don't tend to love reality.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
So it's the McBees. They are a family. They own the McBee Farm. It's the cattle company. And they have three kids, a dad who's a whore, and he's just bouncing around. He's like probably 50 something and he just bounces around to everybody.
Wow. You got my attention.
And his kids are like in their 20s or whatever. And they live in Kansas, right outside of Kansas City, I think. And they have this big farm. And so they're really, really rich.
So he's sleeping with farm wives?
Well, he gets
farm
around.
Farm girls?
Well,
he gets around.
He brought one from Russia.
He did?
Yeah.
To the
yeah.
farm?
Yeah, he did.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I'm more intrigued now.
So,
might
but he's
this.
In trouble, though, for crop insurance fraud. Yeah.
Oh, fraud.
Crop insurance
crop
fraud.
Insurance.
Oh, so he bought crop insurance, and then he somehow sabotaged it, now he's trying to make a claim on it, right?
Well, yeah.
Something
so, he,
like
yeah,
that.
He killed the crops
yeah.
and said that it was like beetle kill or whatever, right?
Yeah, and now so the insurance company, he wants them to pay.
Right. Because they paid him out millions and millions of dollars. And then now he's facing 30 years in prison.
Oh,
I like this show. I mean, con man sleeps
right?
around. You got to love
you
this.
You got to have all
I got to watch
it.
The McBees.
Yeah, and then all the kids fight because they all want a taste of their dad's money. And then they also own a car wash. They own a protein bar or something, I think.
The McBees. Wow. What are they on? Peacock?
No, well, the first season was on Peacock, but
okay.
You can also watch it on Bravo.
No
the
kid.
Second season will roll out on Bravo.
Wow.
And the first season is on Bravo.
Speaking of farms, the reason I said we're talking beef here, I'm
yeah,
trying to get
beef.
Some of these yahoos here in the studio to go in with me for a cow.
Yeah.
I say we buy a cow. Hey, Spadell, you want to get half a cow?
I could be talked into that.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, man, all I need is a couple more cow friends.
Well,
yeah,
here's
and
the,
we're in.
I have a freezer that I bought from Amazon and
yeah.
was delivered. But I've never unpacked it from the cardboard or the thing, and I've never plugged it in.
I'll totally take it off your hands because we need a freezer for the garage.
Okay. All right. But
yeah.
I'm going to need a little money.
How much was it?
It was like $360, something like that, $400. Uh-huh.
How big is it? That's not terrible.
It's like this and this.
Is it a chest freezer?
No, it's a tall one.
See,
one.
That's actually better.
Because I like that better.
It
doesn't
take up less
yeah,
room.
That's why I got it. Because it takes up less room.
Yeah,
oh,
it goes
okay.
up
yeah,
instead
yeah.
of wide.
It's vertical.
Yeah, I've got the chest.
Yeah, because that takes up too much room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, well, I like it. I
no,
like
I mean, I'm just saying the
me.
Vertical is...
I got you, you know. I got you.
Anyway,
I got you.
So
I
want to
go in on a cow, though.
Yeah, so I'm not your girl.
Really?
I need to...
Maybe I get a cow friend here on Texnado.
What's
a cow
friend?
A friend to split a cow with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do with a cow?
We're going to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to eat that sucker. But see, nobody goes in and buys a full cow by themselves. I don't even know what it costs.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for maybe getting four people involved. It appears Carson's already got a cow friend, so he doesn't want to participate.
My buddy Nick he's my guy.
Really?
Yeah,
he's
now
he's
Nick. Turned into
yeah.
Schmidl.
Like,
I already
like
have
a
friend that does that.
Yeah. It's his way of getting out of just participating with me.
Yeah,
I think it
of being
is.
Your
yeah.
buddy.
Yeah. Yep. Plus, I've seen the cow that he buys.
You didn't ask Schmidl.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
I just did.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, yeah.
Oh,
he could be talked into
okay.
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking at it, though. I don't know. I don't think I could afford
They're
this.
They're expensive.
How much are a cow?
Well, it says a quarter cow typically costs between $850 and $1,600.
Yeah.
What?
A quarter cow?
Yeah, a quarter cow. If you want a full
bucks.
Cow, it says $5,000.
Come on, man. You
$5,000 for
Yeah.
Well, if you think
yeah,
about it, I mean, you'll end up, I think you end up saving money, but it's just the upfront cost.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No. Quarter cow, go take a loan out, Okay.
Go take a loan.
Get your uncle to sign for you.
Why would you want all those parts in your freezer? To eat them. I know, but just go. Like,
it's barbecue season.
I know. But just go get what you want and cook it instead of. It's more expensive. They're going to get freezer burnt.
No.
I like the whole idea. They're not fresh.
I like the whole idea because you know exactly where the cow came from. And you know the processing of the cow was done on a farm somewhere, and it's very, very fresh.
It's going to be frozen. It's going to take you years to get through that cow.
No, it won't. No, well, it might.
Like
you.
You're a seven-year-old now.
No, it won't. It won't take years, Jamie. You can go through a quarter cow in 6 months.
I thought you were saying
months.
A whole one. Huh? That's what you said.
No.
Okay.
No, I need four people to go in on a full cow.
All right.
Okay?
Well, Gashmado, we need two more cow friends.
I need two more cow friends. Text data is 303-22 Alice if you want to be a cow friend of the BJ and Jamie Moore.
Don't even text because he's not doing any of this.
It's just like the motorcycle. It's never going
to
happen.
Yeah. And now his new obsession today is, and the reason why we didn't know we were off the air is he wants a Mustang. That's today's obsession.
Again, 303-22 Alice, if you would like to be a cow friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See, that helps there.
It does. I interrupted you. You said that you've seen Carson's cows. What does that mean?
I bought some of that meat in the parking lot once. That's him and his buddy's cow right there. Right.
Chewy.
Oh, man. I told you, it's great meat because you lose weight. Because you have to chew so damn much.
Oh, God. All right.
Him and his buddy, Dick. Was it Dick? Is that your cow friend?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Billy or something. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jay and Jamie.
All right, we got to go. Day's done. Day is done.
Man, it's already Wednesday.
Yeah, it is,
that's
man.
Insane.
Week's flying by.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is indeed.
All right, you guys have a great day today. It's going to be around 85 degrees today.
But no rain.
No rain.
You're going to go to the pool and have a good time. Yeah. There's not going to be any thunder or lightning or anything like that. Yeah.
Tomorrow, 100.
Yep.
It's Friday, 100.
Good day for Waterworld, Eliches, all those places.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, though. All right, you guys have a great day. Enjoy. We'll see you back here for a Thursday show tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.